Many museums and galleries offer access to blind and partially sighted visitors, whether that is in person through audio-described guided tours or online with recorded audio descriptions. Barnsley Museum, following recent vocalised audio description training by freelance describer Andrew Holland, are opening up a number of objects from their collection to blind and partially sighted people through online recorded audio descriptions. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Ali Beckett, formal learning officer and access champion from Barnsley Museum, to tell me more about why they wanted to open up a number of objects from their collection to blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Ali, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Firstly, Ali, before we talk about the audio descriptions, I wondered if you could give me a bit of background and history to Barnsley Museum, as I think you look after not only collections, but a number of sites too. Would you just give me a bit of background and history to Barnsley Museum?
Yeah, sure. So Barnsley Museums have got 5 sites across Barnsley, which tell the stories of the people and places in the borough, both now and in the past. So we've got quite a varied number of sites. We've got a local history museum, an art gallery, a country house with country park, a working watermill, and an industrial living history centre at Elsacre Heritage Centre, which was a coal mining and iron work centre. So we focus a lot on industrial history, but also just generally the lives of Barnsley people and Barnsley communities. So we do a lot of work with schools, with families, with local communities to try and engage them with our museums. And we've also been doing lots of work on accessibility, both before and during the COVID pandemic.
Ali, what made Barnsley Museum want to first start looking into offering access to blind and partially sighted people of a number of objects from the collection?
So yeah, we've been working on our access journey for a few years before COVID and commissioning audits from specialists and talking to people with lived experiences. The COVID pandemic obviously changed a lot of our plans in terms of what we were going to do as a result of those audits and the action plan that we'd created. And suddenly the focus was on online access, because that's the only way that anyone could access our collections for a while. So we've got a really passionate, dedicated team here at Barnsley Museums. Everybody is totally on board with our access work and wants to be part of it and wants to take ownership of it. So we were just kind of looking for something that we could do during COVID to really push that and promote it and buy into that. So yeah, although a lot of our access work was already underway, the pandemic did shift what we were doing, and we thought the audio description would be something that we could do from home, something really positive to help visitors access our collections.
Had you or any of your colleagues experienced any audio description of objects or works of art from other museums and galleries before the description training at all?
Not specifically in museums and galleries, but I've been really aware of vocalizers' work for a number of years through attending conferences and seeing people speak from the organization. So I've always wanted to work with them because I think what they do is fantastic. So it was great to get that opportunity during the pandemic. And yeah, I've been aware of audio descriptions, but yeah, having the opportunity to talk to them and work with them was great. And we wanted to sort of, As I mentioned with the passion in our team, we really wanted to take ownership of the project and to work with them to do something a bit more bespoke in terms of them training us up and upskilling us to be able to kind of create those audio descriptions ourselves.
And Andrew Holland is a great describer and trainer too. And I wondered whether you would be able to outline some of the process of working with Andrew on the descriptions, as description can be quite tricky to do. It's a bit of a craft, learning how to write and present audio descriptions. And it can be a bit, little bit tricky to learn and maybe master.
Yeah. Yes, it was. So yeah, Andrew led the training, and there was also a lady called Sally there who helped with leading the training as well. So we kind of started off, it was a full day session. We started off covering the background to audio description and why it's important and how blind and partially sighted visitors might experience and access our collections. And then we kind of went on to the nitty-gritty of how to write an audio description. kind of in the afternoon. Yeah, and I think none of us thought for a second that it would be easy, but it was certainly more challenging, I think, than we'd even realised. So it was really good to have that kind of full day to practice and to sort of figure out where we were going wrong with certain bits of it. So things like the order in which you sort of describe the object is obviously really important, because some things don't make sense unless you've already said something else and already let the person know something else about the object or the painting.
It's a bit like having a sort of framework, isn't it? You're sort of telling people what's there and then putting that description on top and taking people through the object as well. So, you know, starting point and an end point in many cases.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is almost like you're telling a story about that object or painting. It's not just what it is and what it looks like, but what it was used for, why it's important to Barnsley Museums, why it's in our collection. And yeah, we sort of just realised that we were writing quite a lot of things where we'd made assumptions about what people would already know. So, for example, my practice was a kind of chest of drawers, and I remember saying, oh, it's got silver handles. And Andrew was like, well, how many handles? What shape? How big are the handles? How big's all this? And oh, gosh. So you've got to go back and sort of add in all that extra detail, which really makes it kind of come to life for people.
And you have a great range of objects on the audio description pages of the Barnsley Museum website. And they are quite eclectic, I think. There's a real range from Bronze Age spearhead, the Barnsley coat of arms, children's underpants, to a bottle of beer. How did you make the choices? And was it just sort of favourite objects that would be good to describe?
Yeah, so we started off, actually, there's kind of a Flickr account called Barnsley's 100 Greatest Objects. So we started off using that as a starting point, but then we did just say, so there were 12 people on the training, and we basically said to them, pick your favourite object from there. So you get a little bit of an insight into the Barnsley Museum's team's selection process, but yeah, I think it really helped, because it meant that people could pick the objects that they had a particular interest in, or, you know, if they work at a particular site and have a favourite object, that they could pick that to work on, which I think really helped kind of, again, tap into that passion and knowledge in our team as well, because people know a lot about our collections. So, yeah, it was sort of pick your favourite object from that. Going forward from then, we have kind of narrowed it down to say, okay, well, we're going to focus on this site just now. So we're going to audio describe some paintings that are actually on display in the collection. Or, for example, we're going to start audio describing things that are in temporary exhibitions to make sure that every exhibition has at least a couple of things that are audio described. So going forward, it will become a little more focused.
Do you have a particular favourite object which you worked on?
I do, yes. So my favourite that I worked on was a painting called The Wooded Valley by John Atkinson Grimshaw. And it's always been my favourite object in Barnsley Museum's collection, because it's this kind of magical, mystical woodland scene with kind of lovely colours and trees and plants. And I always thought, if it existed and you were actually there, that there'd be kind of fairies and wood nymphs hanging around in it, because it's just got that lovely magical feel. So yeah, I described that one, and yeah, it was really nice to spend time with a collection object and really get to know it, and then hopefully get other people to know it as well and help them to access it in the same way.
Well, we shall hear a little extract so people can enjoy The Wooded Valley.
A Wooded Valley by John Atkinson Grimshaw. This oil painting of a woodland scene was painted by John Atkinson Grimshaw in about 1862. It is 35.5 centimetres high by 25.5 centimetres wide, 14 inches by 10 inches. It shows a wide rocky path which passes under a small stone bridge about a third of the way up the painting, framed by leafy trees and bushes. The viewer is positioned as if they are standing on the path looking at the bridge. The path is an orange-brown earthy colour, with several large blue and brown rocks interspersed along it. Green shoots and foliage are also growing up through the earth. This gives the impression of a naturally formed path rather than a man-made one. After it passes under the bridge, it merges with the trees in the background, so we cannot tell where it leads. The bridge itself is a brown stone arch. It may extend to either side, but it is obscured by the leaves of the trees and bushes, which are also starting to grow across the arch. The trees frame both sides of the painting, beginning about a third of the way up where the bridge is. They are a mix of green and blue colours, giving the painting an almost magical feeling. The lush leaves and vegetation suggest it is summer. A small strip of sky between the trees stretches from the middle to the top right of the painting. The sky is yellowy white, perhaps suggesting sunrise. The overall feeling of the scene is calm and serene. The unusual blue colours of the rocks and leaves, and the slightly unnatural orange of the path, give it a mystical and mindful quality, and the viewer can imagine having a nice peaceful walk or a picnic in this wooded glade.
An extract from the Wooded Valley there, from one of the audio-described descriptions that is available on the Barnsley Museum website. Ali, now that you have this wonderful online resource of all these great audio descriptions from the collection, what is next for Access at Barnsley Museum?
Well, what's next? What's not next?
It's an open-ended question, isn't it?
Well, we definitely want to carry on with the audio description work. So since the initial training, we've now got kind of like an ad hoc, almost critical friend role with Vocalise, where as and when we develop new audio descriptions, we send them over to Andrew to have a look at, and he's able to kind of tell us some tweaks that would better make it follow best practice, which I think we all agreed that we still needed that support following the training. So yeah, I suppose our long-term goal is to get more objects audio described, and to also maybe move on to doing kind of full audio described tours or exhibition openings, that kind of thing. And we'd feed this into our broader access plans. So obviously now things have opened up again after COVID, we can revisit our initial action plan, which also included things like relaxed openings and family-friendly craft activities for different audiences. So yeah, it'll all feed into the bigger plan.
Well, if people would like to maybe listen to all of the online audio descriptions, Ali, where can they go to find out more and listen to them all? And are you also maybe looking for feedback from blind and partially sighted people too?
Yeah, so if people want to hear more of our audio descriptions, you can go to barnsley-museums.com/accessibility. And there you can see kind of all our accessibility work, but there's an audio description page as well where everything's uploaded. I mean, it's uploaded to a SoundCloud account as well, so all of them can be listened to. And as we create new ones, we're adding them there as well. People can also see kind of our social stories and our Makaton videos that we've been doing. But yeah, we are totally looking for feedback as well from blind or partially sighted people. So if anybody's kind of got any feedback for us, do let us know. And we'd love to kind of work with people with lived experience going forward when creating these descriptions as well, to make sure that we're doing it right, basically.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Ali Beckett from Barnsley Museum, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.